Hello and welcome to the Solo Collective podcast. My name is Matt Saunders and I'm your host. I work as a coach to freelancers and creative agency owners. And I've been doing this for about 3 years now. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk about feeling a little bit restless, feeling like I want to get back in the game. So I used to run a website development agency, and I've been coaching full time for over 2 years, which means I don't get to practice those creative skills anymore. And so I've been feeling itchy feet. I love my coaching. I love working with my coaching clients, but I really want to get back in the saddle. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk you through my plans for launching my own agency. So, listeners of this podcast tend to be people in the creative space, designers, developers, writers. Of course, those are the people that I attract because that is my core interest. I've been doing this for 20 years. And I first started training as a coach during the pandemic. And the reason for that was I wanted to hold better, more in-depth and powerful conversations with my clients at the time, my web design clients. I often found that ego would get in the way of us making impactful decisions on creative projects. They would have one opinion, I would have another. And I was thinking, how do we resolve these challenges and these conversations? And so I did a bit of research and it took me into coaching. Coaching is all about being growth oriented. It's all about supporting people and aligning, getting into alignment on a shared mission. And as it turned out, I loved coaching even more than I loved running a design agency. But as I said, it's been a few years now, I've been out of the game, and I am getting so inspired by talking to my clients who are out there in the world, building websites, writing content, creating videos, all this kind of stuff in order to grow their businesses. I feel like I want a piece of that. So it's 2024, we're in March, and you might be saying to me, what a time to start a creative agency. Feels like the creative industry is really saturated. You know, post-pandemic, tons of people entered into the freelance market. Artificial intelligence looks like it's going to be sweeping everything away. And we have the ever-present feeling of recession and economic doom and gloom. So what a time to start a creative agency. Well, I don't know, what can I say? It's something that I feel compelled to do. It's something I feel excited about. I feel restless in my current situation. Don't get me wrong, I love coaching my clients. I love running my membership. I have no intention of stopping doing this. The creative agency is simply an additional outlet, an additional expression of what I want to do in the world. So I'm not going to let all of those factors, those potential and perceived threats, get in my way. I'm not going to let them decide what I'm going to do with my life. And this is my message to everyone that I work with. Get into alignment with what you want to create and then simply take the steps and the actions that are going to move you towards manifesting and creating that thing. If I was to sit here and just think about how doom and gloom everything potentially is with AI, with the economy, with saturation of the market, with everyone offshoring stuff, like, I wouldn't take any action, would I? Do I believe that there are possible threats? Of course. But do I believe that there are opportunities as well? Absolutely. And so that's what I choose to focus on. And that is why I'm going to be open sourcing everything that I do as I build this agency. I'm going to be blogging about it. I'm going to be posting about it on social media. And I'm going to write a regular newsletter to my subscribers who wish to see the actions that I'm taking to build this agency. You know, this isn't just for me. It's going to improve the way that I practice my coaching for sure, because I'm going to be keeping my knowledge bang up to date with what's going on in the creative space. But it's also going to help you as an agency owner or a freelance creative yourself to grow your own business, because I'm going to be showing you what I'm doing for outreach, the emails that I'm sending to people. I'm going to be publishing my strategies. I'm going to be talking about my mission and vision. I'm actually going to be publishing my income as well and the rejections that I get. And I'm expecting this to be a roller coaster ride. I'm not expecting it to be easy. I'm not putting timelines or deadlines or pressure on myself. my goal right now is to get into alignment with what I actually want to build, what I actually want to make happen, and then just take action from that place. And that is what I'm going to be publishing. You know, there's that awesome quote by Steve Jobs, isn't there, that you can't connect the dots looking forward. I don't know what's going to happen. Today, I've got an idea for what I want to happen, but I'm also open to course correction along the way. I'm also open to new suggestions and new ideas as they emerge. I know from experience and wisdom that you only find what you want by moving forward with the faith that you're going to get what you want. And that's what that's the approach that I'm taking when building this new business. So not a whole lot to say just yet on this. This is just an announcement episode. I'm inviting you to come along with me on the journey. You can follow along by subscribing to the newsletter on my website. I'm going to put the link in the show notes for this episode. So be sure to scroll down if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're on Spotify, whatever platform you're on, you'll be able to find the link to subscribe to this. And I'm going to be running two week-ish sprints. And each of those sprints are going to include things like client outreach, sales calls, proposals that I make to my prospective clients, my rejections, because it's going to happen, and the projects that I win as well. You know, I've been preaching how to grow and build a creative business for at least a couple of years now. And I want to get back into practicing what I preach. So, you know, I could fall on my sword with this one, right? I'm leaving my ego at the door, to be honest with you. I'm doing this because I want to build something amazing for my clients, but I also want to show you, my coaching clients and the people in my community, that it is possible to do what you want to do. It is possible to build the kind of business that you want, even against this backdrop of AI and looming recessions and saturations of the market and all this negativity. If you lean into what makes you unique, your experiences, your skill sets, your interests, your personality, you will realize that you can develop a truly category of one business. That's what I'm building. The days of the big agency model, tons of people commuting into a city center office every day, 9 to 5, or working into the evening, big accounts, lots of account managers, lots of numbers, lots of people, all this kind of stuff. Those agencies, I feel that the days are numbered for those agencies. The future is personal brand. It's remote/hybrid working. It's flexibility and it's values-led work. Values-led. It's about getting into alignment with what you want to build and the results that your ideal clients want to get. If you can settle on that and build your business on that foundation, that's going to stand you in good stead for the future. That is how resilient businesses are built. And so I'm hoping to prove all of this. So come along for the journey. Check out the link in the description below. Join the email list. Get regular updates from me on how this is going. And you will also get insights on how you can apply some of what I'm doing to your own journey, to your own business, and to your own growth. So, very quick one today. Thank you for listening. Keep updated. Come along for the ride. And I will speak to you soon.